Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
When we were in Prescott, Arizona, we went on a hike to the base of a dam that held water in a large reservoir up above. Something that was unique about this trail is that it went across rocks, rocks, and more rocks. Much of the trail wasn't even on a dirt path, but it went across large boulders and rocky areas. In order to know where to go, where the path was, we had to follow dots that were spray painted on the rocks. Sometimes we lost the path. We had to go back and find where the next dot went. Jesus is the one who leads us. He is the dots on our path to heaven. And when we get to heaven, we will tell everyone that Jesus is the one who led us all the way.
Oh, where my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who did I have been my guide? Heavenly peace, divine comfort, here by days and here to dwell. For I know whatever befall me, Jesus, you with all things well. For I know whatever befall me, Jesus, you with all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, all the wholeness of His love. Can He grant to me His promise in my Father's house above? When I wake to life immortal, we might fly to realms of faith. This life's gone through endless ages, Jesus, lend me all the way. This life's gone through endless ages, Jesus, lend me all the way.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. Do you know what comes next? 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Good job. We are adding those four new books this week, aren't we? Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Can you say that with me two times? Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, one more time. You say it. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Great job. We're going to go to our lesson study now.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm glad that you're back with me today. We are going to talk about an important topic that many people kind of know about, but they may not do. But before we get started, let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, come into our hearts today. Give us your Spirit to help us to understand and to learn what you want us to know. In Jesus' name, amen. Do very many people own Bibles? Yes, they do. In fact, did you know that over 1 million copies of the Bible are sold each and every year? Wow, that's a lot of Bibles. The Bible has been translated into 532 languages, the entire Bible. Although there are over 100 million copies of the Bible printed each and every year, did you know that many times Bibles end up just sitting on the shelves and they collect dust? Yeah. Is it enough just to own a Bible? If you say, oh, I have a Bible, is that good enough? What makes the Bible like a shining lamp? We talked about it a little bit last time. What made the lamps shine? Do you remember in our story about the 10 virgins? What made those lamps shine? The oil. When they ran out of oil because the bridegroom was taking a little longer, when they ran out, what happened? Their lights went out. Could it shine in the darkness, their lamps? No. What makes our Bibles, that's a lamp to our feet, what makes it shine? What gives us understanding? What helps us to understand and to know more? The Holy Spirit. The oil in the story of the 10 virgins is just like the Holy Spirit. Or a modern day example, our Bibles are like flashlights and the Holy Spirit is like the batteries. That's what turns them on. Most of the people chose not to believe who Jesus was. Even though the Holy Spirit kept speaking to their minds and even though they knew about his miracles, they still would not believe in him. They wanted to keep on living the way they had always lived. They knew deep in their hearts that Jesus was the Son of God, but they didn't want to change. They were like people choosing to stay in a dark room because they didn't want to see the wrong things they were choosing to think and to do. Let's look up John chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. John is the fourth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. If you find Luke, John is right after that. If you get to Acts, you've gone a little too far. Got to go back a little bit. John, and then we're going to find chapter 3. The chapters are the big numbers. Good job. The big numbers. And then the verses are those little numbers. So we're going to find John, and you're going to find chapter 3, 1, 2, 3. Then we're going to find verse 18 and 19. John chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. Here is what it says.
He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. John 3, verse 18 through 19.
Jesus is telling us about people who believe in him, they're not condemned. But people that don't believe in Jesus, then that's when they can't be saved. Jesus is the light of the world. He came into this world, and did people embrace Jesus? Some did, but many did not. Many did not believe that he was who he was, and they chose to stay in darkness instead of following Jesus, the light of the world. The Holy Spirit is the oil that helps us to understand and obey the Ten Commandments, helps us to understand the Bible. The Holy Spirit knows that by ourselves, there is no way that we can change the wrong things that we do. So he wants to help us. When we read the Bible, we always need him to help us to understand it. Just like a flashlight shows us where to go, helps us to see, but it only does that with batteries in it, we need the Holy Spirit to give us understanding to know what the Bible is saying to us. It's easy to just read the Bible. It's a lot harder to say, what is this saying to me? Like the foolish virgins, many people know about Jesus, and they say that they love him. They know the Ten Commandments. They go to church. They do other things that are good, but even though the five foolish virgins looked and acted like the wise ones, they didn't have the oil of the Holy Spirit. Every day, we need the Holy Spirit to help us to be like Jesus. We need him to give us direction, to show us where to go. Otherwise, we are in darkness. I think of a story of some friends of ours. We all went on a hike in Northern California to a quarry. And this quarry had lots of caves and cave shafts. Many of them you could not get to because it was up a cliff. And then there would be a cave where they had dug down, getting out the rocks and the minerals that they needed. But there was one cave shaft that you could slip in. It was about the width of a man's shoulders. You could kind of climb through, and then it opened up, and then all of a sudden it took a sharp drop, and it dropped way down deep into the ground, and you couldn't see what was down there. Well, we went with some friends, and they decided that they wanted to explore. But they were not ready to go caving. So instead of having a flashlight and batteries, guess what they brought? Their little flip phone cell phone. This was about 15 years ago, so we had flip phones. They didn't have fancy flashlights on the phone. It was just a flip phone. Well, they decided to use this, so they held it out and they started very slowly making their way down this steep shaft down deep into the ground. Well, something happened. I don't know what exactly, but all of a sudden, the phone slipped from their hands and went bouncing down this shaft, and they could see it bounce, bounce, bounce. The light was getting farther and farther and farther away, and they could hear it, and then they couldn't hear anything, and they couldn't see anything, and they were left in darkness. Well, they started talking to each other, and they said, well, let's just go back. We'll just kind of grope our way out of this cave shaft. And the guy who lost his phone said, no way, I need my phone. And so he said, I'm going to get it. And they're like, but we don't have any other lights. And he's like, well, we'll just try. So it was not a smart thing to do. Don't ever, ever do this. But they decided that they would go with him, and they all started making their way down in the dark, down this cave shaft. And once they got down to the bottom, it opened up into this giant room, and there were these granite boulders that were about the size of a bowling ball all over the ground. It was just littered in boulders. That's all it was. And when you think of that, there's all these crevices. This cell phone could be anywhere, and even if they find it, it might not work after that fall down the shaft. Well, they started feeling around in cracks and crevices and trying to look, and there were all kinds of things down there. There was trash, there were bottles, there was other flashlights, there were batteries, there was, trying to find this was like a needle in the haystack. And they prayed and they said, Lord, we really need to find this phone. Can you please help us? And they kind of started feeling around some more, and all of a sudden they reached down and one of them picked up the phone. I found it! And would you believe it still worked? Well, they made their way up and out of the cave. And we were all at the top. We didn't know what had happened, and we were very concerned. We were about to call search and rescue because we would yell and they couldn't hear us because they were so far away. And we didn't know what had happened to them, and we didn't want them to be injured or lost. But they were so happy that Jesus had answered their prayers and they had found this phone. You know, when we don't have the light of the Holy Spirit, we are stuck in darkness. We need Him in our lives to help us understand what the Bible says, to give us the power to do what God wants us to do. I want the Holy Spirit in my life, don't you? Let's pray and ask Him to fill our minds each and every day. Dear Lord, we pray that You will send us the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to give us power to do what You have called us to do. We need the Holy Spirit to give us understanding, to know what You want us to know. Please place inside of us Your heart and Your desires so that we want to do what You want us to do. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. All right, it is time for our memory verse. I'm so excited for it, aren't you? Have you been learning it? I hope you have. And it's something that is so good that we're reminded of each and every day, that we need to be ready. Jesus is coming soon. He will come back. He will not leave us here. He wants to come back for us. And when He does, I want to be ready. How about you?
Matthew 25:13.
Hi, Hi, boys and girls, it's Miss Katie here. I am so glad that you have been enjoying this podcast. We have been hearing from you, we've been hearing your feedback, and we want to hear more. So if you want to tell us what you've been enjoying and what you like about this podcast, write me an email, okay? Seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. Tell me what you like. I love to hear from you. And you know what? We have some exciting upcoming programs. It is going to be a Bible question and answer with Pastor Jonathan and me, Miss Katie. We want to answer your Bible question. Have you ever wondered why Jesus died for you? Or will my pet be in heaven? Or what is heaven going to be like? Well, I know that I've wondered those things, and I'm sure you have too. There might even be other questions that you want us to answer straight from the Bible, but we need to know what they are. So go ahead and write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we are going to use your questions in upcoming episodes. We're really, really excited about it. We can't wait, and so we want to hear from you. Write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org. Or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.